I'm Laura Pennington with a special report from Didcot in Oxfordshire, where two Rotherham dads are still missing almost 3 weeks after part of the power station collapsed.
It's disgusting that he's been left there all this time and nobody's doing anything. It's horrible. No one's listening.
Start looking for him. It's no good leaving him under that metal. It's no good leaving him.
John Shaw and Ken Cresswell were on site when it happened, helping to prepare it for demolition. Ken's daughters Fiona, Sadie and Gail visited the wreckage with their mum, knowing that somewhere amongst that rubble and destruction is their loved one.
No one is doing anything. It's ridiculous. It's horrible. It's horrible.
I can't imagine how difficult it is being here at this site at this moment.
It's horrendous. We came here 2 weeks ago. It'll be 3 weeks on Tuesday since we came here. Not one thing has changed on that site. We've been up there, up to that site on Monday, further than these locked gates, what they keep locking and nobody cares. We've been up there that not a thing has moved in all this time. Nobody cares about these men. Nobody. So we're here today to be my dad's voice, because my dad can't talk because he's under that lot. And nobody cares and nobody's doing anything about it. So we're here to get some answers. Why aren't they doing anything about it? If this was another country, they would be out by now, at home with their families. At home with their families. Instead, we're coming here. Would you like to come here? Tell your dad that you love him through a lump of metal. No, and neither do I. He's got three beautiful daughters. He's got an amazing wife and two beautiful granddaughters. Well, love him dearly. He's got all this support. And all we want is him home.
From where I'm standing, I can see one side of the building's totally destroyed. It looks like it's falling away and these big metal pieces are just hanging down. The health and safety executive says recovering the men remains a priority, but both Ken and John's friends and family don't think the search for them is being done quickly enough. They held a peaceful protest here, calling for them to be recovered and brought home as soon as possible. And Ken's son-in-law, Steve Halls, told me they're convinced they are still alive.
For you to get any news about how Ken is, and the other two men as well, what would that mean for you and your family?
It'd be overwhelming joy. Just overwhelming joy, just for him to be reunited with us. That's all we're after. That's all we want.
And you're still hopeful. I know, speaking to Sadie, she's still hopeful that you're going to find him alive and well and he's going to be reunited with his family.
Yeah, well, we hope so, because what people don't understand, and you can't see with the pictures on the TV and everything else, there's voids in there and there's big boilers, and if any of these have come over the top of the guys, they've been well protected, so there's no reason why they can't be still in there and well.
Relatives of a third man from Wales who's also unaccounted for turned out for the protest as well. Many wore yellow ribbons and t-shirts saying help the Didcot three. Those worn by Ken's two young granddaughters said bring home our granddad on the back. And one banner pinned to the gates at the front here reads, never give up on anybody. Miracles happen every day. And that's exactly what these three families are hoping, united in their frustration in their fight, to once again see their loved ones who went to work but as yet haven't come home.